When does Christian missionary work cross the line from earnest conversion attempts and become something offensive, denigrating to other religions? Some 30 Catholic, Orthodox, Protestant, Pentecostal, and Evangelical representatives are grappling with that question at a meeting in France this weekend. They want to create what they call a Christian code of conduct on religious conversion. Reverend Dr. Hans Ukko leads interreligious dialogue for the World Council of Churches. He joins us now from Toulouse. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
The dialogue began last year with the World Council of Churches in partnership with the Vatican. What is the Vatican's concern? What are Catholics worried about?
I think we are both worried that some of the more zealous Christian missionizing crusades and proselytizing ruin, disturb, and jeopardize interreligious relations. And we feel this is difficult today, where religions and religious people, more than anything else, need to find a way of using their religious traditions for the betterment of the world and not for kind of antagonizing each other. That is one thing. The second thing is that because this happens in some countries, like in India, that you have rather aggressive campaigns targeting Hindus, there is a risk that the state will legislate against conversion. This makes it a problem for the local Christians who are there, because they would like to live their life without having to worry about, oops, now I'm having a school here. Is that maybe an attempt to convert people?
So what might a code of conduct look like? What sort of standards would you be able to agree upon?
Well, it could contain that we dissociate ourselves from any mission that targets children, vulnerable people, that there is no question of money involved, bribes, promises of a higher education.
As the kidnapped South Koreans in Afghanistan make, you know, all too clear, crossing a line in missionary work, it's not just bad manners, it can be dangerous. I mean, how does this sort of geopolitical context inform these conversations?
We have been talking about it, and there is a realization that although this group said that they were there for providing social help and services, there was a kind of a desire to try to convert people from Islam. And we feel that this is not what should characterize Christians today. Instead, we should seek possibilities to work with Islam in a kind of a common witness against those uses of religion that only lead to conflict, death, and destruction.
How can you have that conversation about working together when people of certain religious beliefs feel that they have the only one true belief and that, in fact, other faith structures are just wrong?
This is a major problem, not only within Christianity, but also within Islam. But we may have to reconsider today what it means and whether these theologies that maybe were developed in times when we did not come across each other as frequently as we do now, whether these theologies of superiority really are theologies that witness to what we believe genuine and true Christianity is all about. This is not easy, and we should not make it so there is a risk of simplifying it, because we are touching upon the core of our religious traditions. And yet, I think that today we need to find another way of relating to each other that is not built on competition or of saying, my way is the only way.
Dr. Ukko, thanks so much for speaking with us.
You are welcome.
Reverend Dr. Hans Ukko leads interreligious dialogue at the World Council of Churches. He speaks to us from Toulouse, France, where Christian leaders are meeting to develop a code of conduct on religious conversion.